and friends, happy Monday, everybody. Y'all, I am genuinely so excited for today because this is like such a great blessing to me and to you, because just recently on my Instagram, I was like, who do y'all want to see on the podcast? And over and over and over again, it was like the band Kane. And I was like, okay, I got to get these people on the podcast. Then I saw that Kane was coming through Monroe, Louisiana. And so not only did I get them on the podcast, but they are here in the studio. Yes, I'm so excited. And we had to point out the obvious. We are missing your brother.
Yes.
But it's fine because we're just as funny.
Y'all are.
We're better without him.
We fired him this morning.
Well, actually, it's kind of funny because you would think that he would not be here because he has like a 5-day-old, but that's not even why he's not here. He was still going to be here with that.
Yes. So Logan, his stomach is hurting, and that is probably, I mean, he's got a stomach bug.
He's got a stomach bug.
Hey,
but we are trying to figure out, we have a show to perform in maybe 3 hours
I'm nervous for y'all because they're almost as desperate as to get me on stage with them. Yeah. So I was just telling them, I was like, look, they're like, do you sing? I'm like, my singing career has taken some really high highs and some really low lows. Mm. Yeah, you know, like, so I was just trying to explain to them. I had two hit songs, okay?
Oh, wow.
One was on the multi-platinum Duck the Halls Christmas album.
We own it.
Where I sang Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and Away in a Manger, which was pretty strong.
Really strong.
So y'all go check that out. Christmas is upon you. And then I was on this song with Anthem Lights, Just Be You. But then it took a nosedive. Okay, after my two successes, I decided I think I can do this. Like, I've had two great hits. Yeah. Now I'm gonna do my own stuff.
Okay.
This is when my singing career ended, is because I tried to record this song. I was just telling them the story that, and if you've read I think I wrote this in the Lib book because it was so embarrassing to me. I had to make it into a message because I was like, the only redemption in this story is if there's something positive that I can say to someone else to help them through when they fail. So I was singing this song all day long. My producer's trying to help me and all of a sudden, and we're just not getting anywhere. And I'm just thinking, you know, maybe, I guess I'm just a little pitchy. Like, I'm just going to do it one more time. And surely this is normal. And then about an hour and a half, 2 hours into the day of recording over and over and over again, he tells me, Sadie, are you hearing the clicks? And I was explaining to them that I told him yes, and I'm trying to tune it out because it's very distracting to me. And he said, you know, that's trying to keep you on time, which is clearly the problem because you have not been on time one time in the past 2 hours, which really, I don't even know how. I think that's actually even more impressive.
It's like a talent to be able to go against
your body. You're rejecting. It's trying to keep you, and you're like, no, I'm living original. I'm originally not doing this.
That's out of here in my mind. And so anyways, I ended up doing it so many times. And at the end of the day, I asked him, you know, how many times do most artists come in here and do things? And he said, maybe about 8, 10, 12, you know, make sure we have it. And I was like, yeah, right on. How many times did I do it? And he said, 211 takes. And that was about 211 face plants in front of him. And so so that's where I stopped.
Okay.
So all I'd say, I don't think I'll join you on stage tonight unless you're really desperate.
Okay, well.
Listen, you can avoid all those clicks. It'll be in your ear, but you just tune them out. Yeah. And you just sing Rise Up.
I'll just look at y'all. Ability.
Whenever, whenever you want. Okay,
you go.
We're on
Sadie's
time. Unique show. Yeah.
What a unique show. Y'all are hilarious. So we're already having so much fun. I'm so glad y'all are here. So for those listening who are so excited to hear from y'all, I know y'all have a lot going on. So y'all are on tour right now.
Yes.
And your brother did just have a 5-day-old or like a week old baby.
Yes.
But y'all's kids out on the road too, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
So what does this look like?
Oh my gosh.
It's fun. We're always looking. Churches that we play, they always have playgrounds. And
nurseries.
So we love that.
That's
like
fun.
Touring churches. Yeah, that's
so
really fun.
So some people may be curious, like, how do you have all these infants on a moving bus? And I want people to know that they're not just rolling around in an open bus. So the back part of the bus we have transformed into a bedroom and bassinet for Logan, his wife Emily, and their 5-day-old Rosie.
Wow.
Yeah. There's another door, and then there's a set of 6 bunks, which is River, their 1.5-year-old, my 1-year-old son, me and my husband, another door, and then Taylor and her husband,
and
their
1-year-old. Wow. There, so
we've got 4 kids.
I'm so inspired because I used to tour a lot. And yes. then when I started having kids, I stopped touring. And then I haven't said this anywhere, but I think I'm going to be doing some stuff touring next year. But it's just I've been thinking, okay, this is going to be really fun, but how do you tour with kids like that? And so watching y'all do this is actually really cool and inspiring me. That's awesome. That's good.
Yeah. Well, that's how I felt. That was kind of a huge barrier to us being willing to have kids because – I just felt we were just getting going and what we were doing. And it felt like I couldn't even process, do I want to have a family? Because I just felt like it was one or the other. Mm-hmm. And so God really is big enough if he's called you to something to make a way. Because he cares about your family. Yeah. So I can't believe that they're out with us. I feel
like what I'm learning is like the anxiety of it is worse than when you're actually in it.
That's so true.
Because I brought, Stevie came out with me last year and she was like 3 weeks old and I just was like, this is a dumb decision, but I'm already locked in. Like, we have to tour. You can't cancel anything. So, yeah, I think, and then everybody around you, you surround yourself with great people who are like, you can do it. And then you just do it. And then you're going to be like, I feel so proud of myself whenever I'm like, we're doing it.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I mean, the kids sleep really good. That's awesome.
The bus helped with that, actually. The hot water broke on the bus. And so we have some nannies out with us to help during the show.
Yeah.
And so they got a tea kettle and they filled up a little inflatable bathtub with bath water.
That's so sweet.
And so that's a kind of stuff.
Funny memories. Yes. Yeah. That's cool.
How many states have the kids been in since they've been born?
At least 40.
Oh my gosh. That's so cool. Like how special. And that's what I was just telling Christian. I'm like, how special that we'll look back and see all those places. And I even think about that with pregnancy with Honey and Haven. Yeah. And I saw y'all actually at the K-Love Awards whenever y'all were pregnant.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Yes. And it was just really cool because, I mean, I was just telling my friend the other day, she was on my podcast and she was pregnant and she was like, oh my gosh, because she, now that it's come out, she's already had the baby and she's looking back at her 9 month pregnant self and like, I'm so embarrassed. She's like, my voice sounded like a 13-year-old going through puberty. And like, so weird. I was out of breath. I said, it is very vulnerable to put yourself out in front of people when you're pregnant.
Yes.
It really is. Yeah. But then like, you're so proud of yourself and you look back and you're like, I got to do that with Honey. I got to do it with Haven. And like, you know, it's really special. And I see that in y'all. And I think, I love what you both said because I do think a lot of it is the anxiety about it is worse than actually doing it. And so many moms struggle with that. Like, we have a lot of moms listening to this show who struggle with that, like, going back to work and just thinking through how all it's going to happen. And I do think the anxiety about it's the worst part because once you just do it and you just figure it out as you go, and you know, you're a mom, you're equipped to make the best decision for you and your family. And like you said, like, if God has given you a call in your life, he's going to equip you and take care of you and your family. And one thing that's been such an encouragement to me, so LO conference this year, I was just like leaning in because like, hey, God, I know, like, you're speaking to everyone here, but like, I need you to speak to me in these moments too. So I was just like sitting there in worship and I was asking God, like, God, just tell me that, like, you have my kids, you know, like, if I'm doing all of this, that you got my kids, you know, because I don't want to be the mom that's like gone or whatever, and them to feel like, I want them to feel involved and in it and all those things. And I just felt like the Lord kind of highlighted in my mind how many times I've read in the Bible, in the Old Testament, especially whenever he was introduced as, I am the God, he introduced himself, I'm the God of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. And I was like, you know what? That's so cool that God introduced himself as like the God of the generations. Like, it's like, I'm the God of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. Like, I'm all of their God. Like, I'm the God of this family. And I just think about that for our families and for those who are listening. Like, he's not just your God, your father. He's the God of, like, you know, Corey, Sadie, Honey, Haven. You know what I mean? Like, it's just so cool to think about that. And just hearing y'all is just so encouraging. And I know that's going to encourage so many moms. So way to do it, y'all.
Thank you.
Yes.
So we did a VIP event 2 weeks ago. And I got so derailed because a mom asked me a question. She's like, I see how much you guys are doing. How do you balance being a mom and doing all this? And I didn't just start crying in a way that was like choking up. I couldn't speak for the rest of the thing. And every time I come back to me, I kept, because I had already felt like the past few days that Cal did not get the best of me. I felt like he was getting my scraps and so it was just one of those things where now that, I'm sorry, like hormones or something, but I just thought it was so funny. She's asking a really normal question. And I was just like, I just tell him. just sobbing and tears streaming into anyway. So, but it's such a real feeling, the guilt
through those emotions,
the guilt of not being there, but when you think about your own childhood, you love seeing your mom laugh.
Spring is a great time to start something new, right? So whether it's cleaning or a new hobby or a new audiobook, a good story is always a great way to start a new journey, and Audible has all that you need. I come from a family of great storytellers, so I know Audible is the home of storytelling, which is where I want to be. Audible lets you enjoy all your favorite audio entertainment together in one app. There's always something new to discover, or you can rediscover some of your old favorites. Audible has an incredible selection of audiobooks from every genre, like bestseller, new releases, memoirs, mysteries and thrillers, business and more. It is the destination for mind-blowing entertainment with selections of mystery and thrillers that will keep your heart racing. And with next listen recommendations, there's always something irresistible at your fingertips. Plus, members get full access to a huge and growing selection of included audiobooks and Audible originals and even podcasts like Well That's Good. So you can download them or stream them anytime, anywhere. Audible members can also pick one title each month to keep from the entire catalog, which is some serious benefits, y'all. The newly included selection of titles makes your Audible membership even more valuable and gives you the chance to discover your next favorite thing. With thousands of titles available, you're definitely going to find something that you love all in one convenient app. So I know some of you are into, you know, thrillers, crime, mystery, and I gotta be honest, that's not really been my thing. So I told Bella, okay, Bella, tell me what I could like listen to that wouldn't scare me, but I would like be into it. And she told me about this title called The Last Thing He Told Me by Laura Dave. And so I started it, and John Luke loved it too. And so I'm just now on the cusp of it. And y'all, let me tell you, it is very entertaining. You do want to listen to see what happened next. So if y'all are into that, Audible is a great place to find those too. New members can try Audible now for free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/Whoa, or just text Whoa to 500-500. That's Audible, AUDIBLE.com/Whoa, or text Whoa to 500-500 to try Audible for free for 30 days.
Yay. And be happy. You love seeing her involved and doing other things. So,
it's so
there's room for all of it. But yeah, it's not necessarily just all the times that she sat and played with you, which she did, but I also loved watching her live.
And you're so proud of your mom. Like for me, I learned so much from my mom, and you know, she was gone doing all these things, and I'm like, think it's so cool, you know?
Yes,
and I got to learn from her, and she welcomed me into a lot of that. And now she like has helped me do everything that I'm doing and all those things. So it really is a cool thing. And we had someone on the podcast one time, Dr. Amen. I don't know if y'all heard of him, but he's like, he is so smart. And he was basically telling me, because I asked him about mom guilt, and he said, you know, he was talking about how the worst thing you can do for your kid is parent out of guilt, you know, because it's confusing to the kid. Oh, and God. Also, he was like, if you're parenting out of guilt, then you're not going to actually be making the best decisions, because you'll be like, oh, well, I wasn't here all day, so you can have whatever you want, you know, and like, that's not good parenting. And he said, the best thing you can do for your kid is be a confident parent. And so come home from work, tell them about your day that you had, tell them about your job, tell them about the fun things that you did. Oh, and then parent well, you know, like don't parent out of guilt. And I just thought that is really good, because I think sometimes, even like as a mom doing stuff, you almost feel like you should feel guilty or you need to feel guilty for not being there during the day. But it's like, no, I'm going to be confident, because I know where I'm at is providing for my family. Mm-hmm. And also doing the things we're doing is making the world a better place for our kids, you know, and bringing this joy. And I mean, y'all's music is just so fun. But I have to say, speaking of crying, I was listening to y'all's album this morning, and the 10 to 2 song, I was like, oh my God. Oh my God.
Why did you skip it?
I was like, okay, I'm just not going to listen to that right now. And then I went on Google, I was like, 10 to 2 lyrics. I was like, I'm going to read it. I'm just going to. And then I was like, okay, still crying. It's actually worse now that I'm getting the fullness of this. So good.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh. Okay, we gotta talk about y'all's music. I mean, I literally have so much I feel like I want to talk to you about, because we became friends really quickly, just y'all walking in the door. But how did this band even get started? How did this happen? I know y'all are siblings, but when did y'all go, oh, let's sing together?
It's kind of perfect that it's just us here today, because we actually were like, oh, wow, we harmonized together really good as kids. And so Logan was like not in the picture.
Did he sing? No.
He really didn't. Logan's a drummer. That's how he started out. Cool. Logan played the drums and we all play instruments and stuff. But it honestly wasn't until college.
And so my now husband was Logan's best friend in eighth grade.
Oh, that's cool.
And so they would have a little music MySpace, and they would do little YouTube MySpace. Yes. And so they did YouTube videos. So Logan, that was my first time knowing that Logan could sing, because he didn't sing around us.
Yeah.
And so we would play little, you know, one time we played like a Trailer Park Wedding, me and Taylor singing I Hope You Dance. And yeah, you know what I mean? Awesome. So that's sort of all it was. Yeah. Until we got to college and we all chose to live together and go to college together, just because we do everything together. And we were just singing, and we started singing this Adele song. Never mind, I'll find someone. And we started just falling into this harmony, and it was kind of like,
it was almost like we knew what we sounded like, but then Logan in there, it was like, okay, is this good? I was like, oh, it sounds kind of good.
It wasn't until college that we started doing just, you know, playing at a sandwich shop or, you know, things here and there. And we entered this competition to open for Dave Barnes. So I don't know if you even know, he's a big songwriter and someone that we were a big fan of.
Yeah.
And at the time, this was country, right?
Yes.
That I read. Okay.
Yes. Oh, yeah. And really, it was nothing, because we were just figuring this out. We didn't have a band name. Well, we win this competition.
Wow.
With our one little YouTube video. And so that gave us the confidence to be like, let's give this a shot. And our grandfather worked in country music publishing, and he said, hey, I can help you guys in country. This is how, this is the way in. So that's sort of how it started.
Yeah. Wow. So then we moved, Madison and I moved to Nashville, and we were just, you know what, how it is where you have to work multiple jobs and just, you're trying to do music on the side, like whatever. So I feel like we learned so much good stuff when we were there. Yeah. Like, we didn't know how to write a song. There's things that you have to go through.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, we spent a solid 5 years just trying to learn how to write songs, recording all the 211 takes that it takes to, like, make music.
Yes. And it turned into primarily us singing in bars to make money.
Yeah.
And so it felt like, oh, we're pursuing music. And then it was kind of turned into, oh, we're just a cover band trying to make money. Yeah. And we're not really on a career path anymore.
It almost felt like we were the last ones to notice it too. And like,
yes,
back in your hometown, you could almost be like, coming soon. And like,
we're doing music. But like
the biggest thing was like, oh man, I think we're going to have to move back home and like just say that we failed. Because it's just not, like, how long can you do this?
Yeah.
How long can you pursue something? And so we finally, it sounds so cliche, but we decided, the three of us, we were like, we're going to go to church. Because we had missed going to church for, I mean, roughly 5 years. Because every show, you're just driving all over.
Yeah.
And you know what? Even touring as Christian, whatever, you still, if you don't make priority to go to church, you won't go, because you're traveling to the next destination. So we went back to church, and we didn't even say that we did music. We just wanted to, like, let's go back, because we were so just tired.
Just beat down, and honestly a little bit embarrassed of like, oh, I do music, and then you see the opportunities drive up, and you're like, you see the opportunities dry up, and you realize that, okay, maybe I'm not even that good at music. So,
and when you have like a strong foundation, our parents are awesome. They're still pastors of a church back home. And when comparison and when the lies of the enemy come up and you have great people around you, you're able to fight those off. But when you have three people who are dealing with the same emptiness,
and
you just kind of run out, you can't prop each other up anymore. Yeah. It was like,
y'all are all just discouraged.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
were y'all, was your band name Cain at the time?
So this is why I didn't notice Cain in the Bible when we made our name Cain.
Wow.
Because we started out, like, so, you know, our last name is Cain. So I've been Madison Cain my whole life. Mm-hmm. And then we were like, let's be the Cain's Trio, which is such a long name.
The Cain's Trio. Was that it?
No. So then we moved to, just the Cain's. And then that will be, and then, like, once we decided, I mean, this was, like, when we were going to this church, we started leading worship. They asked us to lead worship. And it was just so much fun and so much joy. And it took all the pressure of trying to be somebody.
Yeah.
And we were just worshiping. Yes. And so we met our now manager in the crowd. He was just like, help me understand something. Well, I see you on Sunday and you're so full of joy and you're so free. And then I hear your music and it's so like hard to and sad wow. and heavy. Like, have you considered doing Christian music? So we prayed about it. And I mean, I probably one of the first times in my life I heard the Holy Spirit say, like, this is what you're supposed to do.
Wow.
And so when we decided to do that, I'm like, let's just be like Cain. It'll be so much more simple. And
oh my gosh.
And that has just been one of the most controversial choices because people are just like, why would you pick Cain, the murderer?
We thought
the
we were making it simple.
I was like, oh, it'll be so chic.
Have y'all like studied, like, can y'all make any analogy as to why Cain in the Bible in this? Have y'all come
up
with
that? We're redeeming that.
Okay. Yeah. After this podcast, we're going to go open the Bible. We're going to redeem this. We're going to make this into a message.
Yes. And just be like, you know, we have all fallen short of the glory of God.
Oh, it's more than fallen short.
Okay. We have all had a brother or a sister that we want to just knock out.
Yep. With a rock.
And
it's even better. Y'all are siblings too. Oh my gosh.
Like the Wikipedia page is like, yeah.
Like you try to Google Cain rise up, and it's somebody just absolutely hitting someone else in the head with a rock.
So I think we would have maybe picked a different name if we could go back. I don't know.
I know.
But some people's brand names are weird anyways. Like even if Cain is like controversial.
It is. If you know it's your last name, then it's like, well, yeah, and it makes sense. Like, oh, like, yeah. But it's just like the Christian band with the siblings, and it happens to be Cain.
we really should. There is a message in this, you and know we
there
should.
Is. I think there is. We're going to find it.
We also had some trouble. So as soon as we released music, Spotify got some things confused or other like platforms got it confused. So there was a black metal group called Cain like screaming and like pig noises and like really like heavy metal. And one of the song titles was called Angels and Demons. So I think people at first thought it was us because they're like, oh, Christian. And it's like, wow, this is really spiritual. And it's just screaming.
So
at least you can laugh at yourself.
Lots of highs and lows.
Here's the thing. Even despite that, y'all have made it, and it's amazing. And like, I mean, truly, people love y'all. I'm not kidding. Whenever I said that, I have a ton of people say Cain, and I was like, well, yeah, obviously, like y'all's music is just really reaching people. And it's funny because Honey is my daughter. She's just really funny kid, she loves to dance. That song, Little Boo Thing, is like her favorite song ever. So every time we get in the car, she's like, Mom, play Little Boo Thing. And so I was trying to, you know, expand her songs choices, and I was like, what is that other thing going on Reel? Like it was, I had been seeing kids do it, and I like Googled the lyrics, and it was I'm So Blessed. And yes. I didn't even know that was y'all's song. Oh. No joke. Like this was like 2 weeks ago. Yes. And I took her show. I was like, did you know this song is the Cain Band song? And I was like, that's crazy. And then all this worked out for y'all to do the podcast. So it's actually like kind of sweet. So it's really cool because I didn't know that y'all had, you know, more somber songs to start with, but now your songs are so fun to the point that I'm like, I want my daughter to dance to the song because it's the reason I noticed it is because it has that Little Boo Thing vibe and joy, but it's scripture. It's truth. And that's why I was like, I want her to like cover herself in that. Not even knowing it was a Christian song, not knowing it was y'all's song. I'm just like, it was just trendy, you know? Yeah. And so tell me about just y'all's writing process now and just, I guess, that joy that you're adding and the fun and the freedom. Your whole latest album, Jesus Music, the colors are so vibrant. It's just totally opposite than what you described being in a bar singing about sad songs.
Yes.
So where does that come from?
Well, so that, I feel like that is what we wanted to describe. And someone, they were like, hey, did you realize how many of your songs are victory based? Because we grew up with the mind, I mean, Mom and Dad were really particular about the words that come out of your mouth. Yeah. Like your words create worlds. Mm-hmm. So you don't need to say, I'm scared to death, because you don't need to speak death over your life.
Well,
I feel like there's a way to sing scripture and it still be a little bit more somber, and that has its place. But we were wanting to write about overcoming faith. Like, that's meaning that I believe that he can do it.
Great.
I'm so blessed. Rise up. Just trying to get people to believe about the victory they have in Jesus.
Yes. We have, and we have like it's cool to get to bring in your own personal testimony. Like, Yes He Can was written, like, I have a big healing testimony. I had, like, kidney failure in 2015. Mm-hmm. God restored me from that completely. Windows Down was written, Logan's wife, Emily, she's 5 years sober right now. Wow. And just all the amazing stuff that God's done in her life. I honestly thought that story songs and stuff like that would only work for country music. Mm. So I almost, like, in a way, I was like, well, how are we going to, like, worship song? Mm-hmm. You know, how can we include all this? And then we've gotten to do it all and that's more awesome. Because we, like, made the best change ever in our career. So
that's so cool. I want to talk about that moment in your career where you did feel like, okay, maybe we should just give up. Like, maybe this is it. Maybe we move back home. Because I do feel like so many people walk through that where they go for something and they face the embarrassment. I certainly did that. Like, our first LO tour did not go well, like, at all. I was, you know, young and I was super excited and we went out on the road and we had to, like, not go to two locations. We had to cancel them because we didn't sell enough tickets. Mm-hmm. And then it just did it. It wasn't successful. And honestly, it was pretty embarrassing, you know, in a lot of ways. And some of it was successful and a lot of it wasn't. And I realized after that, like, I had to change so much. We had changed so much on the back end. I had to, like, get out of the kind of label that I was a part of. Like, it was, like, so complex. And it just kind of made me want to go, like, okay, maybe that I just won't do this. Like, maybe this was not right, you know? But then it was around that time that I – similar, didn't go to church, went to a conference, church conference, and my life just really changed there. And I felt like the Lord just really gave me direction for what was next and, like, encouragement to keep going and specifically what that looked like. Now, not the whole plan, you know. I was actually just talking to someone about this the other day. You know, the verse is like, your word is a light unto my feet, lamp unto my path. I might have said the opposite, but I was talking to a friend about that and she was saying, you know, the lamps, like the oil lamps in the Bible that they're referencing in all these different verses, they weren't like big lamps. They were literally these lamps that would just light your next step. They would just light, like, the very next step you're about to take. And she said, I'm going to get you one so that you can actually see how big it is. So my friend just sent me this last week. It is the tiniest little oil lamp. And it's one of those, like, actual ones from the Bible. It has its, like, certificate thing from Israel and stuff. And I was like, wow, I never knew that. Like, when I'm picturing the lamps from the story of, like, the 10 bridesmaids or virgins, you're thinking of, like, they're lighting, like, big oil lamps, like, welcoming. But it's just a little lamp that's, like, lighting your next step. And I think with God, like, a lot of times that is what it looks like. It really is lighting your next step. It's, like, just enough to keep you walking forward. And, I mean, the significant thing is that the light's not out. It's like you're supposed to keep walking. You're supposed to keep going. And I'm going to give you, like, the whole picture. I'm not going to tell you it's Cain and it's going to be Christian music and it's going to be touring around the world with your whole family. Like, you're not going to see that yet, but you're going to take the next step. And I think about that in my life. And now I'm like, wow, I would have never known that was going to turn into podcasting. And a conference and a team and a people and book. Like, I would have never known that. But it was enough to keep me going to the next step. And so in that time, like, thinking back, how did y'all get past one, like, that feeling of embarrassment to keep going? And how did you know, like, it was time to stop doing country music, but not time to quit? Or did you know that?
That's such a great question. And I remember feeling distinctly there were two things that happened with country. We had started working with a lot of people. So there was a lot of people that would need to go tell that we are quitting or we're doing Christian music. And I didn't know if they would be impressed by us doing Christian music. So there was just this feeling of, like, letting other people down that it invested. We had also spent all the money that we had to create this new project that we were about to release when we felt like God told us to just bury it. And so now it's not life changing money, but at the time it was all we had. And so, but it's crazy that God is still working on this part of my heart even now, because we just released Jesus Music and I can't help but feel this need to wait to celebrate to see how it was received by everyone. And I really think that God, I don't know. It's just, that's a fear of man thing. It's not, that is not God breathed to wait to celebrate until you find
until you see how people approve it. Yeah, that's
And it's, that's not where we wrote the songs. We wrote the songs through scripture and with each other and in the private place. And so you can go ahead and celebrate that. So I can tell that that's the truth. When you get a little chill on your leg, the Holy Spirit, that's how he tells me that it's just like.
Truth. Because so many people, especially in social media, live their life like that. It's only good if it gets the most likes. So it's only good if people reshare it. And like, it's only good if man approves it. But that is not the way that you're called to live your life. You know, like,
and the fruit you're not doing it
for the approval of man, but really out of obedience to what the Lord put on your heart. And yes, the fruit, that does not last. And I think that's why people, like, not to be too on the nose, but like, that's why people get so away from their original selves, you know? It's because they are having, if you're going to go for the approval of man, you're having to conform to what man likes constantly because trends come and go and styles come and go and all this stuff. And I just think back to, I was telling someone the other day who asked me advice on wanting to start a social media, like, she has a social media page, but wanting to grow it. Yeah. And so here's my encouragement. I actually have it on the wall right there. Be an influencer worth following. And I'm like, don't just be an influencer for the sake of being an influencer. Don't go try to hack the algorithm of Instagram. Don't go try to like build your following because you see this person doing that and this person doing that. Like, just keep posting more, you know, just like, that's it. Like, post more, like post more about who you are, share more from your heart. Don't go try to be what you've seen another model do. Just do more of what you are and what you're already doing. And if it catches on, then great. So be it. It says in Psalms, like, unless the Lord builds the house, the laborers labor in vain. And so I just, that's such a real thing. And I love that you said it because there is this feeling of like, okay, this is only a success if it hits this amount of views, or it's only a success if people like it. But it's like, no, it's a success if you are obedient to what God put on your heart. And maybe that is for a smaller amount of people. Right. But like, making a big impact on a small amount of people can actually be even more significant than making, it actually is more significant than making not a lot of impact on a large amount of people, you know, an insignificant impact. And so I love that you said that. That's truth.
That's Thank you. And that is such a great question. And it's something, but so at the time, just hearing that still small voice of the Holy, this is the quote that I heard in my head. This is the way, walk in it. And I kind of just got, it just sort of rang like a bell. So it's like, now it's an obedience thing. Mm-hmm. And so, but
it was like different for all three of us, but I'm so glad that all three of us all have a relationship with God so that the confirmation was easy.
Yeah.
I think my first reaction was like, I just silently cried because I think we grew up listening to Christian music only. And I think there was a part that like, if this doesn't go well in my favorite genre of music, like that I just can't take another layer of hurt like that. So I couldn't decide if I was almost like, I just need to walk away maybe.
You're scared to try because you're scared to fail.
Yeah. Well. But I think my favorite thing is that whatever anyone that's listening, like whatever your career path or the next thing that you want to try, we just got together and like in by faith, like we just started writing a song about Jesus. Hmm. And just we were like, let's just see if we even enjoy this.
Mm-hmm.
And I think all three of us were like getting choked up by like the words that we were writing because we had no idea that something we thought would be so limiting ended up like the sky was the limit because we knew so much about Jesus and what maybe he wanted to say to us, what he wanted to say through us. And so, it's almost like you just got to go for it. And you got to go for it when you don't have confirmation that it's going to work.
Yeah.
You cannot, like God's not, I just don't think it's going to be guaranteed. Because it like maybe you get it once in your lifetime, but after that, everything else is like you got to go for it. You
that's
don't
where faith
have
comes in. Exactly. Like, faith is the confidence in things you hope for. Yours are the things that you cannot see.
Right.
It's like that verse is so quotable, but then like think about that for a second. It's like it's what you hope for. It's what you cannot see. And those things are very actually it's actually very hard to step into things that you hope for because what if it doesn't work and what if it fails?
Yep.
It's hard to step into things you cannot see because I've never seen this done before. So who do I look to? But then that's the amazing thing is you can only look to the God. You know, that's like your creator for your creativity.
Yes.
And I love how you said like you thought it was going to be limiting, but it was actually the thing that opened up the doors to so much freedom.
Yes.
Not only that, but it was such a gift to the Christian music industry because y'all brought something to it that isn't normal. It isn't common. It's not what every other song sounds like. And so that's the beauty of like your originality stepping into a place and not limiting yourself to what like the social media analogy, what every influencer looks like or what every Christian artist looks like or what every you fill in the blank looks like. But what did God put in you that goes in this space? And like today I was listening to y'all's album. I was like, this is so good because it's so different than everything else. Yeah, it really does make you want to dance, but it's so victorious. But then also then you're like crying because it's talking about kids and motherhood and you're like, oh yeah, 10 to 2, I can't even handle it. Like, it's just, it's so good, y'all. What y'all are doing is so awesome. Okay, so y'all had your time of, you know, 5 years of hard. Yeah. Y'all are now walking into a very fun time of your life. And you also just filmed a TV show. Okay, so let's just throw that in the mix. Please. So tell me about this.
We actually need to interview you so we can
Okay, flip the script. Interview me.
Yes.
How do we do this?
There is, I just have so much respect for you. And there's just so much more that goes into filming a show than I had in mind. I was like, we have a lot going on. People will just follow us around. But you have to kind of talk about everything that's happening. Yeah. And you have to go. I mean, there's just hours, unlimited hours of filming. But I knew that no matter what, I wanted to document this time in our lives. Mm-hmm. I mean, when you think about
how did you feel like now is the time to do it?
You know, so we had sat down. It was, you know, the Kayla Fan Awards that you were at. We sat down that day and we were like, okay, if we don't make a plan for something, then it's easy to get kind of on the hamster wheel of doing shows where you go ahead and book them on a year out and you just keep doing shows. What other parts of our lives do we want people to see? And so we kind of thought, all right, we'll film stuff on our phones and we'll put together a YouTube series. And then that sort of just turned into more of like, oh, actually, let's do a show. Let's see if anyone will watch. So I definitely, we didn't watch it until everyone did. And so we did a little premiere.
Didn't see any edits. I was like, oh my gosh.
So I love it. I think it's so fun.
So how can people find it?
It's on the TBN app.
Awesome.
And it's called Chasing Kane. And it's just as colorful and vibrant. And the first episode tells our story. And then the second episode tells about a time where Logan lost his voice and my husband almost had to step in. And so and it's, you know, it's rated G. I remember someone.
I didn't even know the rating.
Well, someone was just like, is this going to be appropriate for kids? I'm like, if it isn't, then you need to stop listening.
Again, they're basing it off the name. They're like,
this is cake.
Oh my gosh, so violent.
They're like, definitely. So,
they haven't captured a true Kane sibling fight yet.
Actually, they did. Remember when you guys were in the studio and
you
y'all
haven't seen the episode? Oh
gosh, that made it in.
Wait, which? Oh,
remember,
no.
Remember, so there was a little time in the studio.
Is it me? It's me being so
Logan
mean.
Logan was being a little bit barking at you, and they caught it. And gosh. I was like, well, that's real.
Well, you know what? That's so funny, because I was going to ask, doing this as siblings, y'all have had to make a lot of, big decisions together. And, I'm just picturing myself in this scenario, me and my siblings, having to work that closely. We actually do work together in a lot of ways, and we all work in the same place, but we don't have to make decisions together. So in those moments of changing the band name and who normally leads those moments, how does that work in y'all's dynamic?
Traumatic. It is so.
So we have a voting process because there's three of us. That's so cool. We really will we'll discuss. But then at the end of the day, Madison's just like, well, I have a different opinion than you. And I'm like, well, I have a different opinion than you. And then we're like, put it up for a vote. And then best 2 out of 3 wins.
So you talk about it. You talk about it. And then ultimately the phrase that we've been saying to each other a lot is like, I hear where you're coming from. I disagree.
Yeah.
And so then that's when you take it to vote. And it really
is. I got voted down recently and it's sad.
It is sad. And I was just crying about it because it's like I distinctly know what Logan wants to do. I distinctly know what Taylor wants to do. And either way I vote is going to affect them profoundly.
That is really hard.
But we have to move forward.
So it's the third person, there's two that have a different opinion than the third person.
A swing vote. Yeah.
Wow.
Put your hand up. I mean, we'll just kind of vote.
Have you ever had to bring the parents involved?
Oh, yeah. Have we had to have a tiebreaker?
Well, you know what's what's interesting is I try not to talk to mom and dad about it until we've come to some sort of agreement. But every now and then mom will call and just be like, Oh, so I talked to Logan a little bit, and she got
I can always tell when my mom's working. Like, my sister called me the other day and said, did you tell mom about the situation? She's like, I knew you did because of the way she was wording stuff.
She didn't write you out.
She's like, you're not slick. We know. That is so funny.
We're so close to our parents. And mom, what is so awesome about her is she wants to hear the story from each perspective. So I'll call her after a big event and she's like, okay, Taylor told me this, but I want to hear how you experienced it. And so it's just so nice.
I love that so much. So did y'all both have your kids like in the same month, right? In August?
Yes.
Okay. Wow. That's crazy.
Yes.
Crazy.
So I gotta say, I can't say that my son was unplanned, but maybe like loosely planned, you know, so to where if you look, let's just say, if you look at the calendar, it's like we should be all good for no baby. And then here we are. So
okay, I get what you're
going on. So I FaceTime Taylor and I'm just sobbing. I'm like, what are we going to do? We're supposed to go on fall tour. Like, I'm just freaking out. And then I FaceTime mom and she's like, wait, why are you telling me this way? I'm like, this isn't a reveal. I'm trying to keep it together. I'm having a breakdown. Like, I need support.
Oh my gosh.
And then so Taylor's just like, listen, like, God's got us, and was just like encouraging me. And then she calls me 2 weeks later and was like, you are not gonna believe this, but I'm pregnant.
Wow.
I was like pregnant, like consoling her. So
and you didn't even know.
No, didn't even know.
Oh my gosh, that's so cool. That's actually how me and my sister-in-law were. So mine was also unplanned like that. I was like, okay, wow. My sister-in-law, we were on a trip together and she comes down and she tells her she's pregnant. It was so exciting, all stuff. And I'm like not thinking at all that I'm pregnant or trying to be pregnant or anything. Yeah. And I'm just like celebrating them. Then 2 weeks later, I had this dream that my sister-in-law, Mary Kate, came up to me and she said, you're pregnant too. And gave me like a big hug. And it just felt, it just felt really real.
Oh my gosh.
Point that I woke up, I was like, that was just like a really real feeling. And then I was like, okay, I guess I'm going to take a pregnancy test. I had no symptoms. I really didn't think I was pregnant. So I got a pregnancy test. Christian's not even home or anything. I didn't even tell him or anybody I was doing this. I took the pregnancy test. I walk out the room thinking, why did I even do that?
Like, this is so dumb.
Yeah. So I just had this dream. I don't even have symptoms. I did my makeup, went back by to really just throw it away. And I was like,
it was
bright. What? Yes, it was like not even like a faint line. It was like positively pregnant.
Oh my gosh.
I just like freaked out. I was like,
were you like scared?
I was so excited. Crying and laughing at the same time because I was like so shocked and so excited, but like, what in the world?
The dream almost like prepped you.
Yes, it did prep me. It was so crazy. And I had an interview like 10 minutes later, like unrelated. Like, I just happened to have an interview. It was like E! News. It was like a bigger interview. And I texted my assistant. I said, can you push it back 5 minutes? Something came up just so I could like pull myself together.
Yes.
So I like do the interview. And then at the end, he's like, so when do y'all think y'all will start a family? And I probably got so awkward. I need to go find the interview. I was like, I don't know.
Obligatory question. You've got a lot of family members that have had kids. I wonder what your forecast is for family. Not that you have to. That's obviously an annoying question, but we were just wondering.
That is the question that I get every day of my life. Like every time, I mean, it's so funny. But like, I'll be like, mom, I have to tell you something. And then she'll be there and I will just watch her take a deeper step. Okay, what are you gonna tell me? And I'm like, I'm not pregnant. Like every single time we talk, she thinks I'm pregnant. We'll see, we'll see. I'll just surprise everybody when that happens.
Like, you know, like, I don't know, maybe soon, maybe, I don't know.
Maybe right now.
I know, it's crazy, but it was like so sweet. So Mary Kate and I got to be pregnant together and it was really fun. Our girls are a month apart because she was 2 weeks early. Fun. I was a week late. But it's just really fun. So seeing y'all is really sweet. And, you know, this whole podcast is called Sisters and Friends. We are big on sisterhood. So give us some sister advice because y'all do everything together.
We do.
You hear it together. You tour together. You sing together. When you think about sisterhood, what are some things that you felt have like kept your sisterhood strong?
Oh,
great.
That is so great. I feel like
clear communication.
And I just feel like Taylor is so supportive, even if like I'm just falling apart. I'll just be like, okay, so I just, you know, recently I just met someone that was kind of, I would say sort of a hero, and I was so awkward and just started like playing with her hair and was just like way too touchy. And Taylor was just like, you know what? She probably liked that. And was just very, like, just so.
She's your number one. Yes, you're yes. The hype girl.
Yes. Hype girl. Helping me out when really.
If somebody treats you weird, that's because they're weird. Yes. You're so fun. You're so cool and normal.
That's good.
That's what she's. Yeah, she's like, if you feel weird after talking to someone, you never make people feel weird. So yeah, they're weird.
That's so good. That's aw, really I love nice. That.
But I think there's something, too, like, with your sister. It's probably, like, if you have a sister that's just a friend, it's probably harder because we've grown up and, like, mm-hmm. you just fight to a certain level where you just, you know yeah. what the other wants, what mm-hmm. the other one's thinking. Yes. And, gosh, I feel like we've, Stephen, my husband's even been like, you guys act like you're all married. Like, yes. like we're just like, so we're close. But
I've had to learn in some ways, sometimes with your sister, you can read them so well that you're not allowing them to process their emotions. Like, it's like, I can already tell you're not feeling a certain way about it, but that really is your private thoughts. Like, I should allow you to feel how you feel and then say it when you want to, instead of being like, oh, I can tell you don't like that. And it's like, well, she could not like it and then come around. You know, it's sort of unfair when you know each other too well.
So well.
That's like true. You're not giving people their own boundary or their own space to process. If you're just like, and I'm reading your face.
It makes you feel so good when you both like the same things, or when your natural mm-hmm. instinct is to do the same thing. And if theirs is a little different, it's almost like I would take it personally. Yeah. And but it's just, like, no, that she's her own person. Yeah. Her own that's personality. Her own. She does things differently.
And the differences really do end up becoming a strength as you work those things out and as you collab. Because sometimes, you know, sometimes it's probably a vote on like, we're actually doing your plan and not your plan. But then I've seen like a lot of times when it is either me and Christian or me and mm-hmm. Steph, we work so closely together. It's like it ends up not being either of ours. It ends up being both of them together, right, you know, in a stronger way. So I think like that's the beauty of sisterhood and why we're so big on like sister and friend, and why we say like sister and not just friends is because sisterhood, and this is not just for people who are like biologically sisters,
right,
but sisterhood is so much even deeper than just other friendships, because you can argue with each other. Mm-hmm. You can disagree. And yet at the end of the day, you know, like, I love you. I have your back. I'm for you. Yep. So you can be like super funny and so weird and goofy with each other to the point that you look at each other, you're like, you're crazy and I love you. Or you can be like so emotional and crazy crying mm-hmm. and like, I don't even know why I feel this way, and be like, but I love you and I see you. So it's the place that you can be like the most real version of you, whether it's your highest of high or your lowest of low, and know that you're loved and accepted. And to like y'all give each other that gift every day, and hopefully teaching people that like, hey, you can disagree with people and still be their very best friend. You could have a different thought than someone has, or see it a different perspective, but at the end of the day, still love them just the same. And I think sometimes in our culture, though, it's like this cancel culture where it's like, oh, if we disagree, then we can't be friends. If you go to a place that I wouldn't have gone to, then we can no longer be in relationship. I have to unfollow you. Good. But it's like, no, we can do different things. We can live a little bit of different ways. Yeah. And
there's
still
something that you
love
can see, like, and I don't know if you see it with your two girls yet, but like I see it with my Stevie and then Logan's daughter, River. Mm-hmm. Like her son, they all interact very peacefully.
Yeah.
But something about the two girls, it turns vicious quickly. Yes. And I'm like, that is in their nature. Like they are not even taught that. They're not old enough yet. So I think there's something even spiritual about it where it's like, I think the enemy wants to separate girls from being close, and almost like we have to work harder to love each other and be close, have great girlfriends. Yes. Even when you're married, have awesome girls. Yeah. That surround you, because the natural is just to be like, oh, she's prettier than me,
you
or she's better at this. Yes.
You have to truly train your mind. Like, I'm not competing with my sister. She's
I'm not competing.
Because I think with your sister, one thing that is cool is like, if they're literally your sister, like y'all two, me and Bella feel this way. It's like, you don't really feel like competitive with your sister. Like, you're cheering her on. You're like, no, you're awesome. That's not awkward. That was cute. Yeah. Like, you know, that's her loss. Yeah, you know, you're the best friend I ever have, you know? Yeah. So you're always gonna like cheer your sister. But when it's another girl, then it's like all of a sudden a threat. You know, it's like, they're prettier. They're this, they're smarter, they're doing better, they're more successful. So you have to be like, no, they're my sister. I celebrate them. Their win is my win. Good. Their victory is my victory.
There's room for all of us.
There's room for all of us. Mom always says, all ships rise together. Like, one person's success doesn't take from the other. And like, genuinely meaning that and like cheering people on in that. So that's like the beauty of sisterhood, is like you're not competing with your sister, but we see that in our family. So Honey and Ella are a month apart, and then John Shepherd the little boy in the mix, he is, you know, 2 years different, but it's so funny because he can just do no wrong in Honey's eyes. I mean, literally, like, he slid down the slide and basically attacked her because he landed right on her and, like, stepped on her getting up. And she's like, I'm okay. If Ella, like, looks at her, and she's like,
she's gonna hit me.
Like, oh, like, this whole, like, thing. And I'm like, he just tackled you, and she looked at you, you know? And so it is in our nature. And I think about that, like, in, I think it's Philippians chapter 4, and I might be wrong, but it's the verse where Paul basically calls out these two women, and he's like, stop fighting. Like, we're on the same page. So and I'm like, even in the Bible, like, back then, Paul's like, would you two quit and get on the same page? Because we have a gospel to preach, and you need to, like, stop arguing. So it is in our nature, but that doesn't mean live that way. That doesn't mean stay that way. Fight it and, like, be better, because when sisters are together, I mean, y'all have created such a beautiful thing together. Cain wouldn't be what it is without y'all doing it together, you know? Yes. And so it's beautiful. I've already learned so much from y'all in just one little sit down. And truly, like, I know y'all are doing TV and all the things, and I'm a sister to call if you ever need anything. But thank y'all for taking the time to stop by and be on the podcast. This is a true joy.
This is like a dream come true for us.
Yes, thank you.